Good morning. This is the Conscious Living Show. I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we are so excited to be here today with you. If you have any questions as we move through the show, please call us because we're going to be talking today about massage therapy and what kind of massage therapy you might need, want. We're going to talk about styles, rules, regulations, you name it, we're going to talk about it. And if you have a question or a concern, you can call us at 605-4567 anytime during the show, and we'll get your questions answered. Today in the studio with me is my dear friend, fellow yogini, and massage therapist, Marcia McGettrick-West. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Last time you were here, we laughed for the whole session.
And we may do that today.
And we may. You just never know. We do tend to get the giggles.
Yes, we do.
So as we get started, would you tell me a little bit about your background in massage therapy?
Certainly. I came into massage therapy about 21 years ago from a dance background and also a graphic design background. So I'm kind of the diverse girl. I studied in the Bay Area at the National Holistic Institute in Emeryville, and I got my certification from that accredited school. And I also studied in Berkeley at the Berkeley Institute for Acupressure Studies with Michael Gock. And that's pretty much, that's my basic training that I had. Then I moved from San Francisco about 15 years ago to Reading and hooked up with another very good friend of mine who is a myotherapist, which means muscle therapist and massage therapist. And we decided that this community needed something more along the lines of neuromuscular pain relief. So we both studied with Paul St. John and did all the seminar trainings for the Paul St. John style of neuromuscular massage therapy and pain relief. So those are some of the bigger areas that I'm educated in. I started out in my beginning part of my profession moving more toward the Eastern practices, shiatsu and Jinshin Do acupressure. And then as I moved north to Reading, it seemed like it was a more Western-oriented style of thinking about massage therapy. And so I added in the neuromuscular part of my training, which has been very helpful.
Wonderful. So based on what you're saying, massage therapy comes in a lot of different flavors.
Yes, it does.
So if, as we talk today, I'd like to help people know who are looking for a massage therapist, how to find somebody that meets their particular needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because not all massage therapists have the same training.
Exactly.
And once you get trained, you had your first training 21 years ago. Clearly, you've had a lot of other trainings along the way.
Well, yes. I became a professional member of the American Massage Therapy Association, which is the oldest association in the United States. It has about 58,000 massage therapist members. And through that association, one of the requirements, not only to follow their code of ethics, professional ethics, is to, much like you as a nurse, to get CEUs yearly. So going to different workshops and events over the years, each year, gaining more continuing education units to keep my fingers in all the pies, so to speak, and to continue to get more education each year. And that's a requirement for that, as well as for the national certification, which I am also a nationally certified massage therapist too.
We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk more about certification rules and regulations. I know that some of the California laws are changing,
mm-hmm.
as well as county and local laws that change. So we're going to take a break. But if you have any questions about our topic today, massage therapy, loving yourself through massage, mm-hmm. through healing of touch, please call us at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
How is your real estate market? Hi, this is Chad Phillips. I'm a dedicated full-time professional realtor. I utilize my 20-plus years of sales and marketing experience combined with the latest technology to help my clients buy or sell their homes. Visit me on the web today at www.northstateluxuryhomes.com. Or phone me at 530-840-0516, 530-840-0516.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, Sierra Oaks and Oakdale Heights of Reading, Nancy Goddess Elder Law Attorney, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, and Owens Healthcare and Pharmacy. That's Senior Solutions Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to the Conscious Living Show. Today we're talking about massage therapy, how to interface with the massage therapy world. We've spoken a little bit about Marcia's background, 21 years of massage therapy education. You were also an educator at one point in this realm. Is that correct?
Yes. The school where I went in Emeryville hired me as an instructor, and I was an instructor there for several years. I taught shiatsu and Eastern practices, and also negotiations and contracts and the business part of how to be an effective massage therapist in business.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah. We're going to come back to that in a moment about mm-hmm. the shiatsu, because I want to know a little bit more about some of the different styles of massage therapy. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the rules and regulations, because I know that there's a national certification. Is there a state certification, Marcia?
There is now a state certification through the California Massage Therapy Council. And this is something that some of the members of the AMTA and the law and legislation part of our association have worked with the legislators in California for about 15 years to push through this new bill. It's called SB 731, and it's a voluntary statewide certification of massage therapists, and it was chaptered into California law on September 27th, 2008, and it became effective last September 2009. It is a voluntary certification. It is a bi-level certification for massage therapists with 500 hours of training, and for massage practitioners who have 250 hours of training, and both through accredited post-secondary schools. So it has to be through a certification series of classes at a designated school.
But it's not a mandatory certification.
It is not a mandatory certification. but we're trying to encourage massage therapists throughout the state to do it because we don't, it's not a license like CPAs or other people who have licensure. Mm-hmm. It is a recognized certification for the hours of education and the verification that you have been in the business for 2 years.
Okay.
So it just lends itself to support the consumer too, so that the consumer can go to these various different websites, and this one in particular to the California Massage Therapy Council, and one that we provide through the AMTA, to find a qualified massage therapist who has training and has these certifications.
Because the reality is, in Shasta County, anybody can put out a shingle that says, I am a massage therapist, come and give me your money and I'm going to touch your body.
This is true. And I have recently learned that directly from the city that you can go and get a business license and set up your shingle for a massage business. And they do not have any ordinances here. They have no restrictions. They also call massage therapists masseuses.
Still
at the city. And so it's just going to take a little education to help them understand what we've been trying to do for over 20 years to even change the terminology so that it does not reflect anything that might have illicit foundings.
Because that term masseuse still conjures up other images, especially anybody that's over the age of 40 or 50.
Right.
That the old masseuse, you know, might have been thought to deliver a different service.
A different service, exactly. Yes. And we, in our profession, have worked as massage therapists really hard to not be known as masseuse, but to gently correct and replace that word with massage therapist, because it does lend itself to the educational process that we've been through as well.
So somebody that's looking for a massage therapist can go to one of these websites. Mm-hmm. Will you say the name of that website again?
Yes, it's the American Massage Therapy Association, and I do have that. I will give you that website after our next break.
Okay, and I can put it on my website too. Mm-hmm. You can find out a lot of information that we're talking about today at nshouseofyoga.com, as well as listen to the show. Probably toward the end of the week, I'll have it on there in an MP3 file so you can download it and listen to this or any other shows that we've done so far.
And also, there is a website for all of the newly certified, state-certified massage therapists through the California Massage Therapy Council, and there's also a website that we can provide.
Wonderful. So for people that are looking for a therapist, you can find out who has certain number of hours of education. Yeah. Will it tell them what their education is in, or do they need to talk to each individual massage therapist for that?
I know for sure that the AMTA site has all of the qualifications of each individual.
Wonderful. So as you educate yourselves about what various styles of massage therapy are out there, then you can look for those therapists that have that training so that you can get your needs met. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about who would go to get a massage and how it might help, what the benefits are. So if you have any questions today, please call us 605-4567. This is the Conscious Living Show. We will be right back.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Welcome back. This is the Conscious Living Show. I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce. I'm a registered nurse, health educator, yoga teacher, mom, wife, grandmother, etc. And we're here talking about massage therapy today with Marcia McGettrick-West, my dear friend, fellow yogini, and 21-year veteran in the massage therapy world. We've talked a little bit about rules and regulations. California has different laws. Before I go any further, I do want to let you all know that we are streaming now. So you can go to kcnr.1460.com and a little box will pop up and you can listen to the show on your computer. So for those of you out there sitting in your car listening to the show at the next break, run in and turn on your computer so that you don't have to stay in your driveway, Canda. So, not
mom,
that I know who you are.
My mom.
Yeah. So today we're talking about massage. Marcia, what kind of things, do you have like a top five list of what is most commonly brings people to you for massage therapy?
Bad backs, low back, shoulders, knees, head, migraines, carpal tunnel. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, stress. We could go on and on. But those are more than top five, but
okay.
Those are a lot of the things that I see people for. Post-surgery, trying to keep people out of injury, athletes.
Great. So pain.
Is pain management.
Pain's like the top thing,
yeah.
And then stress.
Pain, stress.
And rejuvenation. Yeah. So are you getting mostly people that refer themselves, or are you getting a lot more physician referrals?
I get very few physician referrals. I do get some from Dr. Mark Pierce and some of a couple of other doctors. Some chiropractors I get referrals from. But mostly for me, I get word of mouth referrals from people that I've worked on for many years, who, you know, pass information along through their friends and family or coworkers. And I do some advertising in the Yellow Pages. So, but I would say most of my referrals come word of mouth.
What is a telephone number where people could reach you?
My office telephone is 530-246-0550. And the name of my business is In Balance Healthways.
Wonderful. if a physician wanted to refer somebody to you, I know that for yoga therapy, I have a lot of physician friends who tell me that they refer people all the time, but they never
right.
make it to me.
Exactly.
And I think one of the things that I've struggled with in this kind of a blending of the Eastern and Western worlds is that link between the Western medicine and the Eastern therapies. Do you have any ideas to how doctors can get their people to come see us for these therapies that they know would help them? Any hints? You can just fly off the cuff here.
Fly off the cuff. Well, one thing that I really do believe is that the physicians need to try massage therapy themselves. I do really believe that the practitioners have to have the experience of it for their own needs so that they can then refer out to the various people that they might have used for their own health. I think that's one way, so that they're speaking from actual experience. And then the other way is to become interested in it and maybe research it for themselves. The AMTA website has a lot of current consumer surveys and also industry fact sheets, and over the years they have done a lot of research with groups of people, clinical groups of people, for pain and low back, and the efficacy of massage therapy is really being shown to be fantastic. So I think it is all about education, you know, and I know that physicians are very, very busy, so it's hard for them to do that. But those are a couple of ways that I think might be advantageous. And then once they become educated in what the different modalities can do for their patients, then they could have a menu of different people that they might be able to send this person to cranial sacral for migraine, or send the athlete who has tendinitis to a sports therapist or a sports massage therapist or a neuromuscular therapist, or, you know, so that they know the correlations between the symptom that the patient is presenting with and then putting them into the puzzle piece of which therapist to match them with.
Which brings us back to the fact that not all massage therapists are created equal in their training, in their area of interest, in their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to, as a consumer, educate yourself. What is it that you're looking for? What is your specific problem?
Mm-hmm.
If you want a physician referral, you need to make sure that you go to a physician that has some interest in massage therapy and some education in terms of various styles. And then you need to be able to find somebody that's going to meet your needs. Excuse me. Let's talk a little bit about the most common massage therapy, I think, in this country you hear about is Swedish massage.
Right.
What is that?
Swedish massage is one of the very first massage techniques that came to our country from Europe. And it is basically an effleurage or a flowing stroke massage with oils. And it really works on the lymphatic system. It's very rejuvenating on stress levels. And it's just very relaxing. It's usually a whole body experience. So that's kind of a basic Swedish oil massage, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm. I looked up online, and the most popular massage requested was Swedish, then hot stone, deep mm-hmm. tissue, shiatsu, Thai massage, pregnancy massage,
right.
reflexology, sports massage, chair massage. But these aren't really styles of massage. These are more kind of popular terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pregnancy massage, what is that? I mean, you're pregnant, you're getting a massage, but the massage therapist still has a various array of styles and techniques in order to provide pregnancy massage? Because you can't just walk into any facility and get a massage if you're pregnant, can you?
I wouldn't. I would. I always tell people I can. I also do pregnancy massage, and basically what that is to know the contraindications or the things that you ought not to you don't want to put pressure on the baby. You know, you don't want the mother to lie on her stomach. So there's ways in which she can be positioned upon the table with cushions and pillows so that the massage is safe for her and for her baby.
And comfortable,
and
too.
And very comfortable.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But there is training for pregnancy massage.
Certainly.
Well.
Certainly. When we come back, I'd like to talk, you mentioned the word contraindications, and I'd like to talk a little bit about those when we come back. We're going to take a little break. Please call us with your questions or concerns or just topics that you'd like us to discuss. You can also visit my website and email me, nshouseofyoga.com. You can call us today, 605-4567. This is the Conscious Living Show. We will be right back.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you interested in regaining and maintaining your health naturally? Hi, I'm Nayla. I'm a clinical Ayurvedic specialist, and my business is Ayurvedic Healthcare of Reading. Let me help you experience the wisdom of Ayurveda, a complete and natural healthcare system addressing the root cause of disease and treating the whole person. I offer Ayurvedic consultations, healthcare and lifestyle counseling, panchakarma and rejuvenation therapies. Treat yourself to a better way. 604-2339.
Mozart's toasties are so very great. Kids, rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll make the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping and the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Living Show. I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce. We are in the studio today talking about massage therapy. What constitutes a massage therapist? Trainings, etc. With me is Marcia McGettrick West. Remember that we are streaming today on the computer, so you can go to kcnr1460.com and listen to us right on your computer. Or you can visit my website and download this program later on in the week so that you can share it with your friends. Please call us today with questions, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. Marcia, we were talking about contraindications for massage therapy. I know this. We've had a kind of a yucky flu season this year, and we've talked about this privately about people coming in sick.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that a contraindication to getting a massage?
I would consider that a huge contraindication. Yes, if you have a sore throat or you have this is kind of yucky. Mucus that's discolored or, you know, any of those kind of horrible things going on, you know, you don't want to bring that to your massage therapist because the skin is, she or he will be touching your skin and you can pass these things along and breathing the same air, et cetera. So, you know, you call and gracefully bow out of your massage, and that person will be very happy that you did that. Because we do, you know, like all health practitioners, we end up getting sick, you know, and it could be out in the community or it could be, you know, in the massage room.
I know you mentioned that you had sent a few people home this flu season. They were sitting in your waiting room having fevers, sweating, coughing,
yes,
snorkeling
yes.
all over the place.
I have, yeah. So I, over the last few years, I've really been trying to train my clients to know this. And it's interesting how many of us disregard that or have over the years. You know, you just have to go to work or you have to do something. It's much better to stay home and heal and you'll get it over it quicker and not pass it around.
Well, I know for a lot of people, if they're not feeling well, if they're a little feverish and their muscles are aching, they're thinking, gosh, a massage would feel so good.
Yeah, and it does, too.
Till next week, your massage therapist is out sick.
That's right. And isn't it true that even 24 to 48 hours after a fever, you still may be infectious,
right.
correct?
Right. What about people who have cancer? Would you suggest somebody that's undergoing chemotherapy or radiation or being treated for cancer at this point would come in for a massage? Because that, you know, off the top of my head, I might think, gosh, that might feel really good to have a massage when you're undergoing some kind of treatment of sorts.
Yes, I think that would really depend upon the massage therapist that you do go to, who is educated in how to approach a cancer patient. You know, there's a couple of different schools of thought there. Some cancers are more voracious, and there's a school of thought that believes that if you work the body and get the lymphs going, that you can spread the cancer. And then there's another school of thought that feels that it is very important for cancer patients to have the stress and pain relief. And you can go about it very gently, too, especially if a cancer patient's going through treatment. Something very gentle, like acupressure or Reiki or cranial sacral work, more toward the energetic medicine or medical massage. Would be really valuable for those people because they're way out of balance, often because of all the drugs they're taking and just the emotional stress and the physical stress that they're going through.
Yeah. So you talk about energetic massage versus hands-on, more of a deep tissue work. Because I know I've had Reiki done where the massage therapist never touched me at
mm-hmm.
all. It was all their hands were, you know, several inches away from my body.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody that has fibromyalgia or is just very sensitive to touch, that might be a really nice way to be nurtured.
Yes.
Without actually being aggressively touched. Because I know some massage therapy can be very aggressive.
Yes. Deep tissue can be very, very aggressive. But it can also be done in a way where I always call it, I peel the onion, the layers, you know, and you move into the person's tissue gradually, and so that you can get very, very deep, but it takes a little more time, and it's not a direct hit.
Should massage hurt?
No, massage should not hurt. There is no gain in pain, really.
That's the Western way, though.
It is the Western way.
Yeah.
There are times when it's uncomfortable, just like in our yoga. You know, we always say move into sweet discomfort. But so if you cannot release the discomfort with the pressure of the therapist's pressure points in a couple of breaths, then they're going too deep too quickly. So you have... You know, honor your own body and really say that's too much pressure. So there's you have to be responsible in your session.
That brings me to some questions that I know that a lot of people have that it might be a little embarrassing to ask at the time that they're going to a massage therapy. But I know one of them has to do with finances. Am I supposed to tip a massage therapist?
You know, I get that question all the time. And this is what I tell my clients. I'm very grateful when people give me tips, but I schedule my fee so that they don't have to. My fee is what I'm asking for. So if they feel comfortable tipping, it's up to them. But it's not in my office. It's not a requirement. So I think it's very different in maybe a spa situation.
Okay. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little briefly about the difference between a spa massage and therapeutic medical massage. If you have questions about this today, please call us 605-4567, or you can email me your questions or concerns if you're a little shy to come on the air at nshouseofyoga.com. This is the Conscious Living Show. We will be right back.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Living Show. Today we're talking about massage therapy. We'd like to hear a little bit about your massage experiences, positive or negative, whatever works for you, to call in and just share with us what's happened in your world. If you've never had a massage, we'd also like to hear from you and learn a little bit about what your concerns are. Marcia, you've had a lot of people that come for the very first time who've never had a massage.
Yes.
What are some common concerns that you've heard people ask or say?
Most of the time I guess the one question they say is, well, I don't know what to do. You're going to have to tell me what to do. You know, and so I pretty much lead them through from the time I greet them and do their intake, and they we talk about what it is, why they're there, and then I very gently let them know that they can take off all of their clothing if they feel comfortable, or leave whatever feels comfortable on. They will be completely and professionally draped with the sheet at all times, and I'm very careful about making them comfortable and their privacy. Some of the other things are they want to know if they can talk or if they're supposed to be quiet, or, you know, things like that.
One of the questions that, you know, I know a lot of people, should I wear my underwear? You know, do I leave my undergarments on or do I take them off? And from a massage therapist's point of view, does it make it easier for you to give a better massage if somebody does take everything off? I mean, and you know that they're going to be completely covered by the blankets and sheets, and so all privacy will be protected even if they do take their undergarments off.
Right. Well, since I really did come from an Eastern background in the beginning doing shiatsu, shiatsu is usually done clothing on, and it's done on the floor on a mat. And I did barefoot shiatsu, so I was on the floor with the person, and they're always clothed. And you can get really effective movement, and you can give a very effective shiatsu massage with clothing on, even acupressure. So for me, it doesn't matter if somebody's fully clothed or fully unclothed. I usually let them decide whatever their comfort level is, and then I make my own adjustments. So, you know, if you are really seeking a full body oil and lotion kind of experience, then perhaps no garments would be the best.
Right.
But it depends on the style of massage that you're receiving, too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are afraid they're going to fall asleep and snore or drool.
Yes. And a lot of people do fall asleep and snore and drool. And I have a little drool bucket for them.
So that wouldn't surprise you.
Oh, never. No, not at all. And I actually think that it is very valuable for people to find the quiet. And if they can refrain from talking and just enjoy the experience and follow their breath and feel the natural release that occurs by someone giving them skilled touch, I think that that's an exceptionally good way to receive a massage.
I know one of the things that's always bugged me when I've had a massage or a facial is to have a therapist talk the entire time.
Yeah.
Because that totally disrupts your quiet. And, you know, most of the time you just want to go into that la-la land and enjoy the peace. And not have to have conversation. So you kind of let your client decide how much conversation they want.
Yes, I do. And I actually even sometimes let them know there's no, as we're beginning and it's quiet, I say, there's, you know, I welcome any feedback that you have, but please don't feel that you need to visit or, you know, but you can tell me whatever you need to tell me during the massage, but
they don't have to worry that they need to keep you company.
No, they don't. And they do worry about you.
I know,
you know.
They do. Yeah, they don't want
you
to be
a break?
Lonely.
Do you want? Have you had lunch? It's very dear.
I know one of the things that I think men are concerned about is that they might have some kind of physical expression of arousal during a massage, and that might be embarrassing to them. Is that common? And should a guy be completely shocked if that happens?
It is very common, and it's very natural, especially, you know, you are working with the senses and the relaxation response, and you know, that individual will be covered at all times, and you can also tell them, you know, that they can leave their undergarments on if that feels more comfortable to them, and just to put them at ease that it's a natural thing, and that I'm not going to respond to that, you know, in any way that will make them uncomfortable, that that's a private moment. So it's, you know, if that happens in a session, I perhaps cover them so that they feel more private, or ask them to turn onto their stomach, you know, and just help them be comfortable. But it's a natural response, and it's can be embarrassing, but it's it's not something that they have to worry about with a professional massage therapist.
Wonderful. When we come back, we're going to tie up a few loose ends here, but if you have any questions, concerns, or you just want to make a comment about a massage experience that you've had, please call us 605-4567. That's 605-4567. This is the Conscious Living Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
How is your real estate market? Hi, this is Chad Phillips. I'm a dedicated full-time professional realtor. I utilize my 20-plus years of sales and marketing experience combined with the latest technology to help my clients buy or sell their homes. Visit me on the web today at www.northstateluxuryhomes.com or phone me at 530-840-0516. 530-840-0516.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Living Show. I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, and today with me is Marcia McGettrick-West, and we are talking about massage therapy. And Marcia, I'd like to talk a little bit about the difference between massage therapy in a clinical medical massage setting versus a spa, like a day spa or that type of thing. How would somebody know what they're going to get when they're going to either a medical massage or a day spa?
Well, I think, first of all, it depends on what you're looking for. And if you're looking for relaxation, just a yummy kind of experience, spa therapy massages are wonderful. They offer quite a large menu of massage therapy now, not just the Swedish, but they also offer, like you said in the beginning, hot stone massage. They even do deep tissue. I believe some of them do the energy kinds of styles of Reiki and acupressure. Kind of depends on the spa. Some of the spas are more medical spas where they do body wraps and salt glows and peels and facials and things like that. So depends on what you're looking for. If you want that kind of all afternoon experience, that's one thing. If you're injured or you have a specific problem or low back issues or scoliosis, kyphosis, post-surgery, that sort of thing, where you have a very specific kind of problem, or maybe even a series of problems that are starting to happen posturally, perhaps, you might want to find, you know, like myself, I do the neuromuscular. We do a postural evaluation. We look at your biological history. We take a look at what your exercise is and how you can improve your posture and get yourself out of pain.
It sounds like you have a more holistic approach to massage than maybe a spa would be more generalized.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. Yes.
Because I know I've gone to spas where you have an afternoon at a spa, and it's just bliss therapy, and mm-hmm. you're just relaxing, and it's mm-hmm. it's usually a little social, and mm-hmm. you know you're pampered,
right?
A pampering massage versus somebody that has a specific medical need that they want healing. One of the other things that I wanted to just mention about massage therapy, there's a lot of people out there who don't get much physical touching.
Yes.
If you're not in a relationship, or your relationship's struggling, or you're far away from each other, and you don't have a lot of people who touch you, hug you, love on you.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Then a massage might be a way to get that physical contact, because we know, without a doubt, that physical connection to other human mm-hmm. beings is the most powerful healing tool on planet Earth.
It truly is. And I see a number of elder people who perhaps are widowed, people who have been unmarried or not married for a long time, or people who perhaps have different conditions that may lend themselves to not being touched as much, maybe a painful sort of syndrome, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, something like that, or rheumatoid arthritis. And it is a wonderful way to help them reconnect with themselves.
Mm-hmm. We know that in orphanages, babies mm-hmm. who are left in their cribs without touch die.
Exactly.
And so why would we think as adults that if we're not getting physical touch that we would thrive is kind of a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
We need touch. We crave it. We desire it. We need it for healing, for well-being, so that mm-hmm. we can thrive. So for those of you who have put yourself in a situation where getting touch is difficult, you can seek it out from a therapeutic realm, somebody that you can trust, mm-hmm. that is going to take good care of you, that isn't going to harm you, that you can relinquish that feeling of just surrender and relinquish your fears so that you can get that healing connection.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, Marcia, I totally appreciate the fact that you were here today.
Oh, it's been very, very fun, and thank you very much for inviting me.
So if you have any questions for Marcia or myself, you can email me, and I'm happy to pass them on to Marcia. You can email me directly from the website at nshouseofyoga.com. You can check out our other shows we have on there in MP3 format, and also from now on we'll be streaming this show, so you can go to kcnr1460.com and stream it directly from your computer. Remember that you can go to the www.camtc.org to find out state-certified massage therapists, and also
www.findamassagetherapist.org.
Or there's a toll-free number, 888-843-2682. And these are qualified facilities that you can research your massage therapy practitioner, find out somebody that's qualified, certified, educated, so that when you walk in the door that first time, you can feel confident that this person is going to give you what you're there for.
Or to call them and interview them on the phone.
It's okay to ask the tough questions.
It is. It is okay to ask them. We appreciate that.
Next week, we're going to be talking about love languages. So please tune in. If you have any kind of communication desire with your loved ones, we're going to talk about how to language your words You're listening to the Conscious Living Show. It's been a delight to be here today. Next week, Love Languages. Tune in 11 o'clock every Saturday. We will be back next week. Have a wonderful week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.